let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you for joining us on the program today. New Year's resolutions, we struggle with them every year, so why bother? For many of us, just weeks into the year and we've already abandoned them. So why do so many people struggle? What can we do to make resolutions stick better? Our Sean McBride is back with us on This Week in America, and he's got some practical advice, guidance for making this New Year's different. Sean is a corporate business attorney, best-selling author, CPA, business strategist, dynamic and in-demand public speaker called a business bartender who custom mixes programs to audiences' challenges with business planning and execution. The CEO and Chief Innovation Officer, McBride for Business, managing member of the Arshawn McBride Law Firm. The author of Business Blunders, 10 Dangerous Business Mistakes, How to Protect Your Business So It Can Thrive. And along with Shannon Gregg, author of the runaway hit, It's About Time, How to Do More of What Matters in the Time You Have. Host of the Financial Transactions of the Future Economy show and podcast, helping us achieve our goals in the new year on today's program, Arshawn McBride, back with us on This Week in America. Sean, welcome back to the program. It is always a pleasure. Looking forward to this.
Thank you. I always enjoy our time together. They're always fun conversations, and hopefully they add value to the audience.
Well, it really does, if not value to me. So we'll keep having you back because I can learn. It's like going to a seminar and learning something. I got a notebook here as we're doing the program. If you're not seeing the program, you've got your Do Business Differently outfit on today. Describe this because you really grab people's attention. That's why you're in such high demand as a speaker, because you come out and if anybody's thinking, well, we got another boring speaker probably that's going to come out and talk for an hour and a half, you capture their attention right away. Talk about the outfit you've got on.
Yeah, today I have on a leopard print. It's a jacket and tie and a white shirt in between, but it's got leopard print on it, so you'll see the beige, the brown, and the black that's characteristic of that. And yeah, I wear these full suits when I go out on stage because it wakes the audience up for one. Some conferences hire me to speak first thing in the morning because they're like, our people will be bored. We need somebody to go wake people up. So we get that aspect. But the other piece we'll see as well is people getting that message of how can I do business differently? And I say, you don't have to wear this suit, but think about how you can innovate your business, how you can different, and how you can stand out from your competitors.
So instead of the suit, use a mindset that will grab people's attention and be innovative. And I mentioned the video. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, hit the videos tab, you'll be able to go to our YouTube channel and see Sean and all the other programs that we do the video of that's posted on YouTube. I mentioned resolutions, and I guess the question is, why bother? Because for so many of us, it's really difficult. It's rare to get into the second quarter of the year and still be actually following some of the resolutions we set up for ourselves. Why is it that so many people struggle with these?
I think you still want to have the resolutions because they're important to as a milestone. So a lot of people like having that knowledge. It's a new year. We're going to do something differently. We're going to build our new future. But people struggle with them because they're not used to making change. They're not in the practice of making change. And when you're not in the practice and then you suddenly start trying to make a lot of change, it gets frustrating. And the other piece that comes with resolutions is you're going to fall off the horse. Almost always, anytime you try to change your habits or your practice, you're going to have mistakes. And, you know, the difference is, you know, some people jump back up on the horse because they've thought through it and they've done the advanced planning to know they're going to make the mistakes and they're going to have a plan for when they make mistakes. Other people, they fall off the horse and they say, well, it wasn't meant to be. I'll try again, you know, in 2020, I guess.
Well, yeah, so many people will actually blow right through the resolution and think, I guess, okay, I blew that. I've got to wait till next year. You're saying have the mindset. It's probably going to happen. You're probably going to fail. Tomorrow's the first day of the rest of your life type of thing.
Right, exactly. So, you know, let's take a common one. You know, I'm going to eat differently. I'm going to change my diet and I'm going to start eating, you know, healthier foods. Very common resolution. Well, a lot of people will do that. They might do good for a week, 2 weeks, and then somebody will offer them some sweets or they'll see a candy bar at the checkout aisle and they'll give in to temptation. And then you have one of two choices at that point. You can say, oh, resolution's gone. You know, I have to wait for another magic day to start over again. Or you can say, why did I give in to that temptation? You know, I didn't eat enough of my healthy foods before I went to the supermarket. I made a mistake. Now let me make notes on what I did and I'll try to avoid that situation. That's where you get to choose which direction you go, which is one of the reasons, you know, you and I were talking before the show. Good thing about doing continuous resolutions or revising your habits throughout the year is you start learning how to deal with these setbacks. And you'll almost every habit you go to adopt, you're going to have these problem moments where you forget, where you give up the habit, where you accidentally slip. The ones that really get the habits enforced long term, you go back and you fix whatever went wrong and you make a correction for the long term.
So basically, rather than say, I'm going to wait to January 1st, I've got things I'm going to do differently, but I'll do it if it's in May, I'll do it at the end of the year. And you're saying there's nothing wrong with basically having a resolution or trying to follow through on that, no matter what time of year it is. It doesn't have to be in January.
That's what I encourage people to do. I mean, obviously, you know, with this program, we have January 1 right around the corner. A lot of people like to think of that date, new year, new you. That's great. If you want to do it, do it. But going forward, use the lessons from January as you implement that new habit, whether you succeed or fail. Take notes on how you did in changing your habits, what worked for you in changing your habits, and then you can use that again February 1, March 1, April 1. And then if you get advanced, you can start rolling them out, you know, every couple of weeks. Whatever works with your schedule, you don't have to wait for the magic of January 1. Although January 1 is a great time if you're listening to the program right now, there's no reason why not to use that as your start of this new mindset.
Should you announce your resolutions? I'm thinking maybe part of the problem with January 1st is the pressure. Everybody's asking you, do you have any resolutions? You have people talking about resolutions all the time. So there's that pressure that, okay, I have to have something. I have to follow through. I'm a failure if by January 5th I've had the cigarette that I said I wasn't ever going to have again. Is that part of the problem, the pressure that we put on ourselves? With the time, the deadline that we, the time that factor that we build in?
It really depends. You know, January 1, one of the problems is people may or may not take your habit as seriously, right? Because everybody's taking on New Year's resolution
exactly,
January
yes.
1. So everybody says, oh, well, they're just jumping on. It may not really matter to them. They just felt like they had to do something different. They're going to say it's, you know, quitting smoking or eating different. I will tell you, one of the big things that does work for a lot of people in reforming their habits when we work with sales teams on time management or other things is telling other people and building the accountability. So it actually does work to communicate with other people, but go beyond that. Don't just say it, but have somebody you check in with regularly that acts as your accountability buddy that says, you know, where are you at? Are you keeping your habit? And then also, if you don't get it, you want your accountability buddy to say, okay, well, what went wrong? How can you correct that? And how can you get back on track to your habit? So accountability is good. I think January 1 is a little tricky because people may just lose you in the crowd because a lot of their friends and a lot of their business contacts are coming out with New Year's resolutions, and you may just seem like you're part of the crowd, and they may not know how serious you are about the change and reform you want to make.
Our guest on This Week in America is R. Sean McBride. His website is futuredoneright.com, best-selling author, business strategist, public speaker, CPA, corporate business attorney. The book, The Runaway Hit, that we talked about the last time Sean was with us, and one of my all-time favorites, It's About Time, How to Do More of What Matters in the Time You Have. It's different than all the other time management books out there. This actually has practical advice that you can use, and it makes sense. And I want to take chapter one in that book, which is planned, and you talk about write it down. The best way to create that map is to do it with the written word. Should that apply to our resolutions as well? Not just say something off the top of your head because it's December and I have to, but to write it down. That's sort of what cements that idea as being something you're going to pursue.
That makes it very real. So write it down, but then also if you want to go a step beyond just write down, you know, I will stop smoking, you know, it's, you know, I will, you know, go get, you know, whatever replacement thing. When I'm tempted to smoke, I will take a walk around the block. When I'm tempted to smoke, I will call my accountability buddy. Start writing down your plan of how you're going to execute. So that really then starts locking that in your mind, and that creates that mental tape. And I will tell you, if you go over that again and again and again, when you get in that situation where you're ready to smoke, it may trigger that recording in your head where it says, oh, I wrote down that when I was going to smoke, I would instead take a walk around my block. And then you would actually take a walk around the block and avoid the smoking. So having a written plan and going over it regularly may reinforce it in your head and make it more real to you and help with that habit reformation. We found that with a lot of people.
One of the reasons we do the resolutions is not just to humor other people to keep asking you what are your resolutions for the new year, but to be able to make big changes in the coming year. What's some advice that you have for us to make some changes in 2019? Not necessarily a big proclamation to all your friends, but changes that you can make that will actually be significant in your life and your business.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different specific resolutions you can do. You know, being healthier is, you know, I think very important in the coming world. You know, our health has become a largely personal responsibility for each of us. So, you know, think about what you're eating, how you're eating, how you're handling that. Time management, you know, I wrote the book on time management. That's a very common one that can affect all aspects of your life. So I like to talk in terms of keystone habits, habits that can open up all other possibilities. So being more intentional about your time, eating better, making health reforms like exercising or quitting smoking. These are habits where not only will you get the benefit of the direct benefit, but you will open up other things. You know, when you're healthier, you'll sleep better and then you'll be more rested and you'll make better decisions and you'll be more informed and you'll be more, you'll feel better. You won't be cranky. These types of circular and follow-on benefits are things you want to be looking for. So, you know, given a choice between a habit that you could do that's marginal versus one that affects many areas of your life, I would say go for the bigger habits and then enjoy all the plethora of benefits that may come with them.
When you talk to a lot of people, a number of people use as a resolution to maybe slow down a little bit, try to enjoy life, try to look at things a little bit differently, just to chill out a little bit. And in your book, It's About Time, How to Do More of What Matters in the Time You Have, one of the chapters right at the beginning of the book, chapter 3, is Remain Calm. Talk about how we do that. And I'm sure that will tie in with a lot of people with New Year's resolutions on how to handle stress better. That's a key to basically a better life, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. You know, and, you know, we talk about in the book in the context of your time management goals, and you're going to get pressures on you that are going to throw you off your goals. And it's very similar to resolutions. You're going to get pressures that are going to throw you off your goals. Calming down, slowing down, being more intentional, being more methodical will make a big ripple effect in your life. So one of the things that we say is different about It's About Time than other time management books, which applies broader than just time management, but to your entire life, is to think about what your goals are and then build off of that. So if your goal is to be better at time management, you focus on that. And or if your goal is to own a certain home, then your time management becomes part of getting to that home. If you want to ascertain a certain degree or to get to a certain point in your career, time management becomes your path to it. So we tell people to remain calm because you're going to have setbacks towards your goals. Don't let that throw you off completely. Keep moving towards your goal as you go.
I told you we'd have some good, I'm not contributing to this. Sean would have some good advice for you on the program today. The website is futuredoneright.com. Our Sean McBride, our guest on the program, mentioned host of the podcast and show The Financial Transactions of the Future Economy. That's interesting because how much is dealing with the pace of change? How important is that to be adaptable? I would think probably now more than ever before, you deal with it on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. We think it's a massive part. It's where we are now, and it's going to be coming more and more. You know, we have some really big stuff happening, and you're probably watching some of it, the machine learning, the automation, the computers, and artificial intelligence is going to start hitting larger and larger adoption as we go. So we are coming into a period of massive change. People need to be ready to retrain themselves, re-educate, and adjust their skill sets. So we think it's very important and people are conscious about it. So that's one of the things that we talk about in the Financial Transactions of the Future Economy show is building that habit formation, that revisiting who you are and how you do things constantly, because the new economy is going to encourage that. It's going to require that for many people, that you retrain yourself, you redevelop, and you adjust your skill sets constantly.
And you will find all of that at Sean's website, futuredoneright.com. Time going by way too quickly. Couple minutes left in the program. One of the topics you use in speaking to businesses worldwide is creating visions and dreams. And as I'm looking at that, that's really what we're trying to do with resolutions. Should we incorporate trying to create visions and dreams when we're doing resolutions, not just arbitrarily coming up with something, but including that, where we want to go, where we see our lives going in a perfect sense.
Yeah, I think that's the most important part of this, really, and that's one of the ways you're most likely to stay to your resolutions, is think about where you want to be. Think about what you want to do with your life and what you want to accomplish, and then tie your resolutions to getting that goal. You know, a lot of people like vision boards. They'll put some pictures up on the wall of the things that they want to do, the trips they want to have, the homes, the cars, whatever they want to accomplish, you know, the family goals. Put all of that on a board, and you visualize that, and then you tie your goal to it. So, you know, the examples we've given, you know, I want to go on this vacation, I want to spend this time with my family, and I want to, you know, live in this area, right? If those are your three goals, then, you know, tie that back to, you know, your time management changes or your exercise changes or your diet changes. And that helps you, encourage you to do the hard work to change the habit, right? I want to exercise more so that I'll be healthier, so that I can enjoy this vacation with my family in 2 years. I want to eat healthier, so I'll weigh less, so that I can, you know, look nice in this dress or that suit and go to this event. Whatever those goals are, tie what you're doing now to the vision and dream that you have for the future.
And basically what you're saying is when you come up with something you need to do, do it. Don't wait till January 1st, do it. So basically you're having rolling resolutions throughout the year.
Yes, that's what I do, and that's what I encourage our clients to do, is to get in the idea of reforming habits regularly. So January 1 is fine, and if you're used to doing January 1, January 1 is pretty close. You know, depending on what airtime you hear of this show, go ahead and do it for January 1. But you don't need that magic date, you know. If you hear this after January 1, you know, January 5 is fine, January 15th is fine. You pick your start date. You lay the foundation, you do the homework we've talked about, you write down your plan, you talk about what you're going to do, and you start doing it, and you start getting feedback on what worked and what didn't work, and you keep revising. And learning to revise your habits can become a habit, and that can become something you're very good at. And that is a very powerful skill for increasing your abilities in life.
I love it. Resolutions as needed. I knew we'd have great advice today. Our Sean McBride back with us on the program. Author of the book, It's About Time, How to Do More of What Matters in the Time You Have. His website is futuredoneright.com. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to all of that. Sean, it is always a pleasure. We will have you back soon. Much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program, and Happy New Year.
I enjoyed it as always. Thank you. Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Once again, our Sean McBride, our guest on the program, all the information at his website, futuredoneright.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.